This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian authorities described increased shelling of encircled cities in another failed attempt to evacuate civilians from the besieged southern port of Mariupol. Russian and Ukrainian forces had agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire on Sunday, but Ukrainian officials said Russian attacks quickly closed the safe passage corridor. A third round of talks between Russian and Ukrainian leaders was planned for Monday. More than 1.5 million Ukrainians have been forced from the country. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, urged his people to keep resisting, and Ukraine's foreign minister said more than 20,000 people from 52 countries had volunteered to fight in Ukraine's newly created International Legion. A Russian defense ministry spokesman was quoted as saying that any country offering its airfields to Ukraine for attacks on Russia may be considered to have entered the conflict. The Igor Konashenkov said in a video released by the ministry that the use of the airfields networks of these countries to base Ukrainian military aircraft and their subsequent use against the Russian armed forces may be regarded as the involvement of these states in an armed conflict. Earlier on Sunday, the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian rockets had completely destroyed the civilian airport of the central western region capital. The price of oil jumped more than $10 a barrel and shares were sharply lower Monday as the conflict in Ukraine deepened amid mounting calls for harsher sanctions against Russia. Brent crude oil surged over $10 early Monday. Benchmark U.S. crude was up nearly $9, more than $124 a barrel. It followed a warning from the Russian president that Ukrainian statehood was imperiled. This is VOA News. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has involved fighting around the country's nuclear power plants, and that's raising concerns about their safety. More from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Ukraine is heavily reliant on nuclear energy. 15 reactors at four stations provide about half the country's electricity. The Zaporizhia plant, seized by Russian forces last week, had six of those reactors. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the plant staff are now required to seek approval for any operation, even maintenance, from the Russians. Normal communications there have been hampered, with the internet and some mobile networks switched off. In a nearly two-hour call Sunday, French President Emmanuel Macron told Russian President Vladimir Putin, Ukraine's nuclear facilities must not be targeted or otherwise caught up in the fighting. Putin replied that was not Russia's intent.
Again, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reporting. Israel's prime minister is assuming the unlikely role of mediator between Russia and Ukraine with a surprise visit to Moscow. Naftali Bennett positioned Israel in an uncomfortable middle ground between Russia and Ukraine in the leap up to the war, creating a launching pad from which to emerge as a player in diplomatic efforts. But wading into international mediation in the midst of the war could be a minefield for Israel. It relies on its ties with the Kremlin for security coordination in Syria, and with Moscow sitting at the negotiating table with Iran over its nuclear program, Israel cannot afford to anger the president, Vladimir Putin. The official global death toll from COVID-19 is on the verge of eclipsing 6 million, underscoring that the pandemic, now entering its third year, is far from over. The milestone is the latest tragic reminder of the unrelenting nature of the pandemic. Even as people are shedding masks, travel is resuming, and businesses are reopening around the globe. The death toll compiled by Johns Hopkins University stood at just below 6 million as of Sunday afternoon, but that is expected to change pretty soon. Remote Pacific islands, whose isolation had protected them for more than 2 years, are just grappling with their first outbreaks and deaths, fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant. And recapping one of our top stories again, the price of oil has jumped more than $10 a barrel and shares sharply lower Monday as the Ukraine crisis deepens. The Brent crude oil surged over $10 early Monday. Benchmark U.S. crude was up $9, nearly $9, at more than $124 a barrel. And it follows a warning from Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, that Ukrainian statehood was imperiled. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.